Well, praise God. Well, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Tonight's the night that I said, thank God, thank God. Let me just share something with you right quick before we put our person on there. I'd like to take you to Hebrews 6 and 4. I would like to take you to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Wow, praise God. A partaker? Woo, praise God. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hello out there. You on the air with us right now? Hello? Hello.
Hello,
how you doing?
Amen. I'm doing good. How you doing, Apostle?
I have no problem. This is giving a scripture that I love. For it's impossible when who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift. Woo! We are partakers of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. God
ain't
is
nobody
good.
Else except but the devil.
That's it. That's right, Apostle.
Amen. Well, I know God has a word for us, so pour it on us. Pour it on us.
All right. Well, thank God this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Well, it's good to be on there with you again, Apostle. Today we're going to talk about waiting on the Lord.
Waiting on the Lord.
Waiting on the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. He's not weary. There is no searching of his understanding.
My God.
He giveth power to the faint.
Oh, yes.
Koah. Koah. That's the word for power.
Koah. Koah.
That's the word for power. Koah. Koah. That's the word for power.
Oh, yes.
That means strength. That means ability. That means force. He giveth Koah to the faint. Koah. He giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might.
No
he increases strength. No matter how strong you are right now, God's able to increase that. No matter how much strength you have right now, God is able to take it a notch higher. He's able to increase that.
Yes.
Even the youths, the young people, shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord. That Hebrew word for wait is kabah. 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 Those that wait upon the Lord. Kabah. Kabah. Kava, two syllables, kava. That's the word for wait for. Wait for in Hebrew, wait for. Those that wait for are those that wait on the Lord. Or you can wait for. We're waiting for God to do something for us. It's that word kava. It means to wait for. It means to look for. To look for. We're looking for God to do something on our behalf. We're
Amen.
Looking for God to do something, to give us some strength, to show us the way, to do something on our behalf. We're looking for kavah. Kavah, that's the Hebrew word for wait. And this word stresses the straining of your mind in a certain direction. You're straining your mind in a certain direction with an expectant attitude. You're straining your mind in a certain direction with an expectant attitude. I expect the meeting that you're going to have in a few days here, a couple of days. I expect it to be dynamite. I expect for God to for people to have an encounter with God.
Amen.
Kabbah. I'm looking for God to show up and to do something special. Kabbah. It's the stressing, the straining of your mind in a certain direction. You're putting energy into thinking and you're looking forward to God moving. You know, it's an expectant attitude. It's a look of assurance. You're looking with assurance. I'm sure God's going to move. Assurance with confidence. With confidence. See, you're not waiting. You're not waiting. Kabbah doesn't mean waiting and oh, I hope so. No. You know, I hope so in a negative way, because we know that word hope, it means to expect. It means to expect. But, you know,
it's not.
You're not waiting, though, wishing. Oh, I wish. You know, all timid-like. Or I don't know, he might or he might not. No, it's not that type of waiting. When God tells you to wait, kabbah, it's with assurance that he's going to do something for you. If you're assured that he's going to move, he's going to act, he's going to react on your behalf, and you're looking forward, you're looking eagerly, you're waiting for eagerly, you're looking for him eagerly to do something for you. That's that word wait. That's that word kabbah in Hebrew. It's a powerful word. It's a straining of your mind. It's a straining of your mind in a certain direction with an expectant attitude. It's a forward look with assurance. A forward look with assurance. With confidence. So this scripture says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Amen.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. We got to wait on the Lord. Number one, when you wait on the Lord, we see here in the scripture, when you wait on the Lord, he'll give you power. He'll give you power. That word power in the Hebrew, it means strength. It means force. It means ability. He'll give you power. He'll make you efficient. He'll make you to be firm. He'll give you what you need to stand. He'll give you substance. It also means that Hebrew word, Koach, that's the word for power in Hebrew. The word for power in Hebrew is Koach. That's the word in Hebrew. It's two syllables, and it means that he will give you force. He'll give you strength. He'll give you ability. He'll make you efficient. He'll make you efficient. He'll give you the substance that you need to do what you need to do. He'll give you the wealth. It also means wealth. It means substance. It means ability. So when you wait for God, he'll give you power. He'll give you ability. So it's not like you're waiting for God for nothing, Apostle. You're not just waiting for nothing. No, and you're not just waiting and nothing's going to happen. No, when you wait for God, he'll give you power. He'll give you ability. He'll give you substance. He'll give you wealth. He'll give you vigor. So it's not like you're just lazily waiting and you know what, nothing's going to happen. No, he's going to give you some power. That's right. He's going to give you some power. He's going to make you efficient. He's going to cause you to be firm. You know what? Give you the ability to stand. And those are the things that God will do when he gives you what? Power. But you got to wait for him. You got to wait for him. You got to wait for him. And I'm not talking about waiting for him, like I said, in a negative way. Some people waiting, and they just say, well, I'm waiting, and I'm holding on to my lucky rabbit's foot. Luck don't have anything to do with it. No, you're waiting with confidence and assurance that, hey, I'm a covenant child of God. I'm the seed of Abraham, and God is my God, and I'm waiting for him assured that he's going to do something for me, give me the ability and the substance and the wealth that I need to do what needs to be done. That's the type of waiting that's being talked about in this scripture right here. Those that wait that way, you got to wait that way. It's a weight of assurance and confidence. It's not a weight of and you're doubting and you're in unbelief and you call yourself waiting, but you're in discouragement. No, that's not the type of waiting that will cause God to give you power. The type of waiting that will cause God to give you power is the waiting kavah. You're waiting eagerly for, and you're confident and assured that he is going to do something for you. That type of waiting. When you wait like that on the Lord, he's going to give you power. You see, because the scripture does tell us that it's impossible to please God without what? Faith. And if you call yourself waiting on God and you're in doubt and unbelief and in discouragement and all that, well, that's not faith. And you're not pleasing God, so how can you expect for him to give you power? Kavah. So we got to wait the right way. We can't be wavering in our thinking. We can't be wavering in our thinking. You know, the Bible lets us know that a double-minded man is like a what? The waves of the sea. And you know what? And you're tossed to and fro. And he says, don't expect anything good from the Lord. Don't expect anything from God when you're wavering like the waves of the sea.
Yeah.
That doesn't please God. So we got to wait for God the right way. We wait for him in confidence. We wait for God in confidence. That's that word kavah. You see, that's why kavah. We got to do it the right way. Kavah. When God says, wait, those that wait upon him shall renew their strength, he's talking about kavah. That's you're waiting and you are confident and you are sure that God's going to come through for you. That type of waiting.
Amen.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. God's going to give you power. He's going to give you power when you wait on him. Isn't that wonderful news?
Amen.
He's
going to
give you power.
Power.
Holy Ghost power.
Amen.
He's going to give you power. That's right. Power where when you minister the word of God, people are going to be changed. People are going to want to change. People are going to be convicted. People are going to be stirred up. People are going to be moved by God. That type of power. Number one, he'll give you power. Number two, when you wait on the Lord, you
Amen.
Shall go up. You shall go up. You're not going to go down, but you shall go up. The scripture says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They're going to be given what? Power. They shall what? Mount up. God Almighty. They shall what? Mount up. You're going to mount up. You're going to go up when you wait for God correctly. You got to wait for him correctly. A lot of people are waiting for God the wrong way. Apostle Hunter, they're waiting for him, but they're in doubt and unbelief, and so they say, "Well, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength." No, you won't. Because you're not waiting on the Lord properly. You need to wait on him with confidence and assurance. That's the type of waiting that God is talking about. That's the Bible kind of waiting. And that Hebrew word is kavah. Kavah. That's why it's so important that we investigate these Hebrew words. Kavah. It's a waiting for in confidence and assurance. And when you wait for God that way, when you wait for him that way, he's going to give you power and you're going to go up. You're going to go up. You shall mount up. Listen to what the scripture says. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength and they shall what? Mount up with wings as eagles. They shall mount up. Mount up. That word mount up is Allah. 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 It's a two-syllable word in the Hebrew. That word mount up is Allah. Allah. You know, like Allah. Allah. Mm-hmm. And it means to ascend. It means to increase. It means to be high. Good God Almighty. So when you wait on God the proper way, you're gonna mount up. You're going to increase. You're going to be high. You're going to ascend. You're going to ascend. Basically, that word Allah, say it to yourself. Allah.
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 Allah. That word Allah, Allah, it means to mount up in Hebrew. Allah means to mount up in Hebrew. And that word suggests movement from a lower position to a higher position. You come from a lower position to a higher position. Allah.
Allah.
Oh, glory to God.
That's good, Pastor. That's good.
So when we wait properly for the Lord in confidence and in assurance, he'll give you power, and number two, you'll mount up. You're going to go up. You're going to go high. You're going to ascend. You're going to increase. You're going to increase. Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
And my third point, now that's when we wait for God the proper way. The proper way. Can you wait? Can you call yourself waiting for God and be murmuring and complaining?
My God.
No, that's not the proper way. That's not showing any confidence. That's not showing any assurance. See, when God tells, when he said, this waiting that he's talking about right here, he's talking about you're waiting and with assurance. You're waiting with confidence. Those two words right there. Just keep those two words in mind right there. When God says those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, that Hebrew word is kavah. He's talking about you're waiting with confidence. You're waiting with assurance. You're waiting with confidence and assurance. And when you do that, you're not only going to receive power from God, but you're going to mount up. You're going to increase. You're going to go up. You're going to ascend. You're going to ascend. It says right here, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. In the Septuagint, the Septuagint is the whole Bible written in Greek. The Septuagint, it says they shall put forth new feathers like eagles.
That's glory to God.
They shall put forth new feathers like eagles. That's what it says in the Septuagint. They shall put forth new feathers like eagles. So you can go what? Higher. You're going to increase. You're going to ascend. When you wait for God with assurance and confidence. Man, I'm sure that God's going to keep every one of his promises. I'm sure that my latter end shall be greater. See, that's the type of waiting for God is talking about. You're waiting for your latter end to be greater with what?
Yes.
Assurance, with assurance and confidence.
And confidence.
With assurance and confidence.
Teachers.
Amen. God said, though your beginning was small, he says your latter end shall greatly increase. Well,
yes,
you're looking for your latter end, what? To greatly increase. And
yes,
you're looking for it. Kavah. You're looking for it to take place with what? Confidence and assurance. If you're not waiting for or looking for God to in that way, then you're not waiting the right way.
My God.
And you're not waiting the right way. So
no,
don't expect any strength, no, any power, and don't expect to mount up with wings like eagles. No. No. Because you're not waiting properly. You can't call yourself waiting properly and you're in doubt and unbelief and you're wavering. You're wavering. No. Kavah, you're waiting.
Kavah.
You're looking for God to do something on your behalf with assurance and what? And confidence.
Yes.
And when you do that, when you do that, you're going to increase. You shall mount up. Allah. You shall mount up. You shall, that means that Hebrew word Allah, a mount up is Allah, and it means that you shall increase, you'll be on high, and you shall ascend.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful? And my third and final point, those that wait upon the Lord, number one, God will give you what? Power.
Power.
He'll give you power. Those that wait upon the Lord, number two, God will what? Cause you to go up, cause you to mount up, cause you to increase, cause you to go high, cause you to ascend on high. And my third and final point, you won't burn out.
Hallelujah.
I'm tired of hearing ministers talking about I'm burned out. I'm burned out. No, you're not. I'm suffering burnout. I'm suffering burnout. Well, if you're suffering burnout, you're not waiting for God properly.
Amen.
Because you won't burn out. No, you won't. You won't burn out when you kavah, when you wait on the Lord the way he tells us to wait on him. You won't burn out. You won't suffer burnout. Look what the scripture says. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be what? Burn out. Not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. No, you will not burn out.
You won't.
No, you won't burn out. God just says right here, if you're waiting for him in assurance and confidence, you're not going to burn out. Isn't that what it says?
That's what it
says. They shall run and not be what? Not be. That means what? Won't be. You won't be weary. You won't tire out. You won't faint. And they shall walk and what? And not faint. That means it won't happen. Isn't that right, Apostle?
That's right.
It won't happen. You're not going to burn out. It won't happen. That's if you're waiting for, looking for God, if you kavah, if you're looking for him, waiting for him with assurance and confidence, you won't burn out.
You won't burn out. Hallelujah.
And that's the word that God wanted me to share tonight. Wait upon the Lord.
Well, I tell you what, tonight was a good one. Bless me so. You know what? I just want to thank God so, because I have to mention this. In the preaching, in the midst, but I say this. I took my points. I put some notes down. I got so caught up in what he was doing. I put my notes in. But at any rate, I like that Allah. Allah. And
Allah.
Allah.
Allah, it means to ascend. It means to mount up. It means to
mount
go
up.
Allah.
To go up. And so I see to tell a lot of the people that say, Allah, no, we're going to ascend. We're going up.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's right.
We're going up. Hallelujah.
We're going up.
And so every so often, like you said, Pastor Apostle, it is so good to know the Hebrew terms and get a better understanding. Get a better understanding. And
yes, sir.
It's my understanding that you know a little bit about Hebrew. So as we were talking about, sooner or later, before the years gone, we're going to have some people on the radio station, and they're going to be speaking a lot of Hebrew. Somebody's speaking Hebrew.
Amen.
So all things work together for those of us who love the Lord and are called. We are called according to His purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know,
hallelujah.
Also, I had some information I had to try to get together, and now it's been a busy last 2 weeks. But I say this: it was busy for the Lord. I'm spending time with the Lord, and the Lord has been blessing me. And I went to try to get to Pastor Irvin, and I asked him for his email. He sent it to me. I forgot to send him how to get there on time and do this. But you know what? I know this much, that the kingdom of God is going to show up.
I'll meet you there Thursday.
Oh, praise God. And see, I know it. And see, and so I just believe that what God has done, is doing, can do, will do. And I made a statement last night to everybody on the radio land. Listen, I made a statement last night. Somebody said, that's just too deep. It's simple. I was there. It was a statement. I was there when God was there, but I had not been spoken into existence. Does that make sense?
Say it again, Apostle.
I said, I was there when God was there, but I wasn't spoken to existence until 1945.
Oh yeah. You were in heaven with God. That's absolutely correct. That's where we come from. That's right. He said, I knew you before you came out of your mother's womb. That's right. And over in Genesis, it shows us that, yeah, we were with him. We were with him. We come from heaven. Just don't remember it.
Just don't remember, because where did he come from? We don't know what God said. I spoke myself into existence. So where
God, no, he always have been.
Always was.
That's right. Over in Genesis, well, to back up what you were saying, Apostle Hunter, over in Genesis chapter 1, and verses 27 and 28, the scripture says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female created he them. Now look at verse 28. And God blessed them, all of us. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, right there, this is where men were created. And they were in their spirit form. They were in the spirit form right here in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. God knew men before he gave them a body right here, and he blessed them. He blessed them in the spiritual realm. He blessed them right here. They didn't have a body. We didn't have a body right here, but all of us were created right here. But
right
then
here.
Over in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, this is where he created men, and he blew their spiritual bodies into the human body right here.
This is
where the human body was made. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, it says, and the Lord formed the man of the dust of the ground. What do you mean, formed the man? The man was created over here in Genesis chapter 1, 27 and 28. He's talking about the body right here, the body. And the Lord God formed the body from the dust of the ground, and then he breathed into his nostrils. What did he blow into this body? He blew their spiritual body. He blew us into these bodies that he made from the dirt right here. And man became a living soul.
So
you're absolutely right. We were with God before we even hit the planet Earth.
My.
We were all created, and we all stood before God in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28. All of mankind, God created every human being all at one time. He created all of us all at one time.
One time.
In Genesis chapter 1, 27 and 28. We were all standing before God. Like God had placed us here on this earth at different times.
Yes. And when our time is up, after 120 years, we're going home.
120 years. Genesis 6:3, Apostle, 120 years. Genesis 6:3.
But you know what?
That's for those that believe.
I know it. But you know what, Apostle? I thank God because I said, I know the Apostle can take it to another level. And I thank God for you doing that. Because I was on the same plane. I was telling them last night, oh, it's okay. I love you. We ain't going to get upset. We ain't going to get upset. We both going to eat some pie. You want a piece? where's the pastor? Where's the beloved pastor? Pastor Irvin.
I'm right here.
Hallelujah.
I'm right here.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. How you guys doing tonight?
Oh, we
doing wonderful, Pastor.
Talk.
How are you?
How you
praise
doing?
God. I'm doing well. I just bought a new truck, man. I want to step out on faith and bought me a new truck.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I got a little praise report. You know, we did that outreach last Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I was supposed to minister and preach. And me and two other pastors, we were supposed to preach. We had some rappers and some other bands that were supposed to play music.
Uh-huh.
And God sat there and had a better idea than what all of us had. We had the groceries out there. We had over 200 bags of groceries to give out. And I had my
Amen.
Prayer tent out there. I had my prayer tent. And we started out really good, and then the people were registering in order to get their bag of groceries. And, of course, my prayer tent, and I have a sign out on the prayer tent that says, "Do you need prayer?" And people started coming in and asking for prayer. We had one rapper.
Amen.
We had one rapper group set up there and did two songs. And they saw what was going on because we were inundated. People were coming in from all over and they were asking for prayer. And none of us got to minister, none of us got to preach because we were so inundated with people for prayer, and we had one man get out of a wheelchair.
That's it.
Amen.
That's it.
We had salvations. We had people that were with deliverance. We had healings. We had them taking us out into the parking lot because one mother said to us, "My daughter can't talk and she can't walk. Can you go pray for her?" So we went out and prayed for this young lady. And as we were being praying for her, her hands were crippled up and her feet were crippled. Like I said, she couldn't talk or anything. We got praying for her and the tears started rolling down her face.
My God.
Amen.
And
my
so
God.
The Holy Spirit was working on her, and I took her hands up and I held her hands into mine. I says, "Dear," I says, "squeeze my hands." And she could barely squeeze anything. She could barely move her fingers, her hands. And I kept praying with her, and we kept praying on her. We kept praying with her. And I says, "Squeeze my hands." And so gently, her right hand, it started to grip a little, or her left hand, excuse me, it started to grip a little harder and a little bit harder. And every time I say, "squeeze my hand," her left hand got stronger and stronger. And I said, "Honey," she says, "squeeze my right, squeeze with your right hand." And the same thing, she just had that real gentle, where she had no strength. And before we were done, she was squeezing both hands. So God
Amen.
Was moving in her life. God was moving in her life. And it was
Amen.
All day as we were doing this. And like I said, it was amazing because not one of us preached. We didn't preach a word.
Yeah.
It was a move of God that we stepped aside and we allowed Jesus to do what he wanted to do, and it was awesome. I haven't had anything like that in a long time, and I was blessed just to be a part of it. and there were so many others out there that were blessed to be a part of it too. But I haven't had, like I said, it's been a while since I've really had a deal like that. I mean, it was awesome.
Amen.
And, I'm looking forward to the revival here this week that we're planning on doing. So, and I did get your message, and I will be there in
all
my
right.
new truck.
All right. Great.
All right.
Amen, amen. And I will say this to you. Revival, revival, revival is
amen.
In there.
Amen.
And
what
you
yeah. You know, guys, I was today, and God was really showing me something today.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting there praying because my other truck, it was really falling apart. And, you know, and I said, God, give me favor. I need favor in order to get this, get something different.
Yeah.
On my way down 45, a semi truck almost sideswiped me.
My Lord.
As I was driving, I started to make one of those U turns underneath the overpass. A guy stepped out in front of me, and I almost hit him.
My Lord.
As I turned and started going back north on 45, another car pulled out in front of me and almost stopped in front of me, and I almost ran him in the rear end.
My God. Watch
as I kept on, as I was driving, I was sitting there, and I'm going, I'm saying, God, what's the matter with these people? Why are they all so crazy? What is going on? And I started, just one of those rah, rah, rah type of deals, and I stopped, and I says, oh, thank you, Lord. You were showing me favor. You were showing me favor that I didn't hit that guy and kill him that was stepped out in front of me.
Amen.
And my truck didn't get smashed because I had to trade it in, that I didn't get in an accident at any one time or another.
Amen.
Knowing that I was going to go to the dealership in order to get the truck because the favor I was asking for was the favor in able to get the financing and everything else for the truck. That
Amen.
That took me to a place today that I think a lot of us, we forget when we ask for favor. And like I said, that little situation with all these other vehicles and that man stepping out in front of me, God was showing me, I'm giving you favor.
Amen.
And instead of taking that positive thought of what was going on, I took it into a negative attitude and a negative atmosphere, and I said, God, what is going on with these crazy people? Until he spoke to me and says, I'm giving you a favor. So many of us, you know, God tests us, and we turn away from God into the favor of what he's trying to give us and showing us he's preparing us for the next step for that thing that you want, a favor. It's just like I said, that little bit of turmoil that I was going through. And he was trying to test me and say, I'm showing you favor. You know, if I go here to Romans, let me see. It was Romans 14, 1 and 2. I'll take you in there for a minute. It says, let every soul that be subject unto the higher power, for there is no power but of God. The power that he has ordained by God, okay? And two, whoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordination of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
Amen.
A lot of people think that damnation is a damnation of going to hell and damnation. No, the damnation is also, like I was telling you, that I forgot that I asked God for favor. And then if I were to let that situation and resisted the fact that the Holy Spirit was telling me, I'm showing you favor. And I used that same thing with everything else. I probably would not have been able to acknowledge the fact that God gave me that power that to overcome was the fact that he says, I'm showing you favor. If I would have blocked that out, I think today would have turned out a whole lot different. In fact, I know it would have. I know that for a fact that everything went so smoothly down at the dealership, you know, and everything else that was going on. But there's so many times in our lives that we do things, and then we complain to God about this or that and different things. And at the same time, in his loving kindness, he's showing us favor. How many times we've asked the wisdom of Solomon. If he gives us the wisdom of Solomon, we probably don't even understand what it is that we're trying to do, because we're looking for a different result. We're looking for what we want instead of understanding what God has for us. Even though that we're walking with the Lord and we're walking in the direction that the Lord wants us to go, and we're asking for wisdom to be able to see, to be able to understand, we still want to take that left turn and do it our way instead of sitting there and following the Lord and seeing what he has for us, and so that we can fulfill what you're asking for, the wisdom. But we need to ask for the understanding and the knowledge of what is he doing to prepare us for what it is that we want to accomplish today.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Amen. Praise the living God.
Amen. You know, we ask for the patience of Job, and all of a sudden we're attacked and we're all these things, and we start hammering and we start whining and complaining, and we're asking, you know, and we're going on and on. Why, Lord, is this going on to me? Why, it's going on and on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the patience of Job, what he had to go through, he lost everything. He lost everything. He lost his family. He lost his wife. He lost everything he had but the patience. And, you know, he, how many times is even just a mosquito bite, you get upset when you get a mosquito bit you?
My God.
So we have to be a little bit more sensitive to the Holy Spirit. When we ask for things of God, we have to be a little bit more sensitive, because we have to take ourselves out of the way. We have to step back and allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, to work the power that he has, like it says, that what he has ordained for us for that day.
He's ordained for us.
For that moment of time that we need, for that little bit of wisdom to be able to see and understand, and not to resist. Not to resist what we're going through, and the complications that we might be going through, in order to get us to where the Holy Spirit wants us to be. When we realized, you know, if when we did that outreach, if we had it in, if I and the other two ministers that were supposed to preach were to put ourselves up before God and said, no, our message to go out, we need to sit there and, all it would have sounded like would have been nothing but words, tinkling brass, and that was about it. Because there would have been no power, there would have been nothing in our words, because we would have been speaking out the things onto ourselves and figuring that we're doing something for the Lord. Instead, each and every one of us had at least the common sense and the knowledge of understanding what the Lord was doing, that we stepped back, and we allowed the Lord to sit there and fulfill what he had planned for us to do that day. Israel, the one of Thug's ministry, the one who, who originally started and started the outreach and it had called me and contacted me to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
12 days before the outreach, he had a stroke. His whole left side of his body was paralyzed. And you know what? He was out there because God healed him in the hospital.
Because
he had the faith, he had the knowledge of the word, and he sat there and he says, no matter what, Lord, we're going to do the ministry. In fact, the day before the outreach, I called him, and I said, Israel, because I was thinking, I said, well, it looks like it's going to rain. Did you have a different deal that you know, if we're going to do it, do we have a place inside that we can still do this instead of having it where you're planning on having it? And so when I text him on this, and I sit there, and he says it's still going as planned, and says I'm still in the hospital. I didn't even know that. He had already been in the hospital 11 days. I didn't know that. And I sat there and I said, what are you talking about? And that's when he told me he had the stroke. But he also had the faith of God and the healing and everything else. The devil was trying his best to stop what was going to go on at that outreach. But that man walked. His whole left side, he had a little bit of a limp, and he walked around with a little bit of limp, and he got a little tired, and we prayed over him. But whatever it was that was going on at that place, the devil did not want it to happen. The devil didn't want that whole thing to go on and go about, because even everybody that was there, even the day we were there, the stage, the people that were supposed to bring the stage couldn't bring the stage. And I sit there and I said, well, all right, let's think of something different. And I sit there and I said, you know what? I said, I'll go get the stage. So I left and drove all the way up to Cleveland to get the stage and bring it back down there so we could have that. Everything that Israel tried to do and wanted to put this event together, there was such a resistance from the devil for us to do that. But at the same time, if we were to sit there and put ourselves out first, over and above what God has ordained, it would have failed.
Amen.
Amen.
It would have failed. It would never, ever accomplish. None of it would have been accomplished. You know, we don't know who it was that we reached, who we touched, that the devil didn't want us to touch.
Uh-huh.
We don't know if it was. We don't know if it was the girl that gave her life to the Lord. We don't know who it was that we talked to, who we prayed for, who we ministered to. We don't know who it was that who got the healing, received the healing. We have not a clue. All we did what the Lord had wanted us to do in the first place.
Amen.
And that's what I said.
Praise
God. Let's go back here to Romans. Was it Romans 1, I think it is, or 14:1. Or no, so I'm sorry, 14:2. Whoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive themselves damnation. I'm telling you, the power of God is moving. And it's moving faster than we can ever, than any of us can ever realize what's happening in the nation of the world. We see that the move of God is moving in China, where there's hundreds of thousands of people coming to the Lord in China every day. It is the fastest moving and the fastest growing of the Christian faith in the world right now today.
Glory, hallelujah.
And you know, that's only 1% of the population that are Christians. That's over 100 million Chinese who give their lives to the Lord. And that's only about less than 1% of the population. So it's the fastest growing. You know, I was listening to a friend of mine who was pastoring. He said, I got news for you. He says, the Christian faith isn't dying. The church isn't dying. the denominations are. He says the people are going into the houses. They're not stepping away from Christ. They're tired of playing church. They're going back into the homes as it was and originated when Jesus walked upon the earth, that he, when he rebuked those in the synagogues, he has sit there and he's turned it around. And Jesus has turned it around. God has turned it around. Even though we're not seeing the multitude in the churches like we would like to be able to see, but the move of God is moving outside the church. And that's where we need to be. We need to be outside the four walls. We need to be out. The house of God is a house of prayer. And I'm not kicking anybody. Don't get me wrong. God forbid I'm not kicking anybody or anything. That's a filling station. They come in, we're supposed to fill them up, raise them up, and send them back out. We're to disciple them. But the true measure of the Spirit of God is moving outside the four walls of the building. And that's where we need to, that's where we need to be. That's where we need to focus today. That's where we need to be having our focus on today, is outside the four walls. Inside, let's prepare the meals. Let's fill them with new wine. Let's raise them up, build them up, and send them out. But that's where we need to be. That is where we need to be.
Amen.
I've done a lot of different things in evangelizing and stuff like that around the world in different places, and I'm telling you, that I'm fired up because that year we did last Saturday, it has put a fire back into me that I haven't had in a long time, because like I said, we did not resist the Lord, we did not step in front of Him, we stepped back and allowed God to move, and we were there, and we were there the vessels, and I'm telling you, I'm just fired about it, just fired up.
Amen.
And I'm, like I said, I'm looking forward to the revival. I'm looking forward to meeting those others that have been listening to us on the radio station.
Amen.
Most, you know, praise God. But
amen. Well, I'm amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey.
Amen.
But I say this: you brought a good report today. See, first amen. Of all, God got rid of that. I always call that junk. God, get rid of the junk. He said, let me get you. He says, take this junk and put it over here and let me give you what you need. He gave you a
amen.
Good heart.
Amen.
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 So, oh, praise Him, Lord. Oh, praise
Him. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise the living God. Nobody but God. Amen.
Amen.
And,
amen.
Amen. And you know, one of I'm getting excited. Amen. I'm getting excited. And you know what I say to those to the listener and to those of us, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let me see. I was reading that last night out of the Book of Samuel. Let me find that right quick. Can y'all go with me and help me to find that? Amen. I was looking in the Book of Samuel, Chronicles last night. Chronicles. And I found this word, Lord, I love you. And it just, I mean, it's like it was 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 6, I believe it is. All right. And... let's see, 5 and 6. Let me make sure. But you know what? One thing I can say to my beloved brothers, and also there's a young lady that's coming to Houston, Texas, is on the airplane now, so she's in the air, and she's on her way from North Carolina, and I'm trying to see if she didn't call us and send me a text. Are you on the air with us, sister? Can you hear us? Can you hear us? Well, she sent me a text. She's on there listening probably. She's in there. But it's...
I can hear y'all well, but it's a lot of background noise here.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So you're on there. So you on there.
I am. I bless the Lord for the message. I am on my way. We have to humble and submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit and let him have complete rulership, because only he knows what each and every one of us needs. And we got to be in tune with him so we can be effective in his kingdom. So I bless the Lord for the message
Amen.
On tonight. Amen.
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 Now, you know what? Now, that's up in the air. Can you... Now, that's up in the air. That's... I don't know how many feet up in there, but she's in the air, then text us and say she listened. And so I text her back. She said, I'm in the air. I said, you in the air? I'm like a little kid. I get all excited about these new ideas.
Amazing. That's amazing.
That's amazing, man.
Hello, Prophet.
In the air? Good God, man. That is amazing.
God bless everyone. How y'all doing?
We
doing great.
Know,
how
I'm
you doing?
I'm excited about what God is about to do. I tell you, all I
Amen.
Can say is come with great expectation and watch God. Don't watch that person. Watch God. Keep your eye on God. You don't want
Amen.
To miss this one. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I done got so happy.
Glory to God.
I mean, see, when you get something, I'm still excited about that new truck. I'm still excited about that new truck. I'm excited about that move for God.
It's fire engine red, and I'm standing out here looking at it.
You don't care what nobody say. You looking at it, huh?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. In fact, I'm going to post a picture of it as soon as we're off the air, so you can go on my website, you'll be able to, my Facebook, you'll be able to see it.
Well, you know what? One of the things that I give God the glory for, because I've been planning what I'm planning, and what God is doing, he's bringing it to pass. I mean, I told Apostle, I said, Apostle, I went to this particular church and blah, 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 and asked them, could I come there? They turned me away.
Mm-hmm.
All I can do is just pray for them. I love them.
That's right.
I'm not going to embarrass them. I love them.
That's right.
Amen.
But I know, but I'm going to be like that old man say, when I get on the bus, they ain't going to be there. It's going to be plenty of room. Going to be plenty of room. Amen. And, you know, the love of God is so awesome in our lives until God brings us to a point. He's letting us on the air right now having nothing but holy fun. And see, holy fun. See, I got good news today. I did something I didn't want to do, but the Lord said, do it, I'll bless you. And I blessed my grandson. I said, okay, Lord. I said, you are. He said, no, do it because you love him. He's a little pipsqueak, too. He's something else when he want to be. But I thank God for him. But I'm
Amen.
So excited because what God is doing. And I had my niece to come over and show me how to do Twitter, how to do YouTube. I said, look at God.
Put Amen.
It down. So simple. So simple. That's what I love about you ministers on the gospel. Y'all make it so simple. Simple.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen. And
Amen.
You know one thing? Hallelujah. One thing that I say about God, that I know about God, that I believe about God, that I can understand about God, he sent his only begotten son.
That's what he did.
His only begotten son. Where else in the world... And I can ask myself a question. Would you give your only begotten son? Give me a few minutes. Let me tell you. Let me get back with you. No, I don't think so. That's my only son. Now, if I was in Abraham's time, I could possibly say, okay, Lord, you lead me to a new place that I've never seen, whose buildings are not made by man's head, but he turned into heavens. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah. This Pastor, you done got me stirred up, man. You done got me fired up, man. I'm just holding, I'm trying to hold my peace. Don't tell him he got
hold
him,
it back.
Hit him, what up,
let it go.
Sir?
I said, don't hold it back, let it go.
Oh yes, I mean I'm having fun. Somebody gotta be behind the station, make sure that it's uploaded according to our episode. But I will say this. When I read in the book of Second Chronicles and somewhere in the 5th or 6th chapter, verse 11, where God said, and I was reading it, and I read it many times. And as I was reading, and God said something. And God, when they finished praying, they made an offering unto the Lord. And all of a sudden, the priest, all those who were there, they had music and doing everything, they made a noise. They were on one accord. On one accord. And that's what I'm believing this. That's it, Lord. That's what I'm believing for this revival to be on one accord.
Yes.
One accord.
Yes.
One accord. And because God saw and he heard until the cloud, hallelujah, the cloud came out of heaven and descended upon them, and they fell as if they were dead men, and they were as if they were dead. The anointing of God. Hallelujah.
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 See, this is what I'm looking for in this hour. I'm not looking for the crooks. I'm looking for the Christ. I'm looking for
Amen.
Amen. See, I know that God is getting. See, God is doing it, and for God to put when God put the Apostle Newsom and I together, I prayed about him. And here we are doing what God has called us to do.
Glory to God.
If two can walk together, we can walk in what? Peace.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We can walk in peace.
Amen.
And then here comes this lady all the way from Georgia. And I'm just happy. And see, I don't know what I call. And then some of my old friends that I called past and gone, I told him that I want y'all to see y'all at the meeting. What meeting? I said, oh, yeah. I said, you didn't get the email. What email? My email is changed. I said, okay. See, you need to keep your email the same. See, you don't change the prayers. Keep them the same with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm just so happy. I'm happy. Until all I can say is praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And I was looking for Apostle to come on, but time is everything.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you tonight with thanksgiving in our heart for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. As we come tonight, we come with thanksgiving, realizing that you're the only true and living God, and besides you, there's no other God. Tonight's a night that we just submit and commit our lives before you, Holy Father, because we desire to do your will and not our will. Father, we don't have the fancy words. We don't have the rich crowd words. All we have is we love you. We love you from all of it. I have nothing else to give you. I don't have no gold. I don't have no silver. I don't have nothing but my love from the bottom of my heart to you. That's all I have, Father. My love for you, for what you've done for me. For me, you set me free when I was in muddy mud. You set me free. You brought me out of darkness to this marvelous light, and I want to thank you for it. I want to thank you for the fellowship that I have with my brothers and my sisters. I want to thank you for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit during the revival like never before, but we believe that in Houston there's a revival. We're going to have a revival like never before in Houston. We've heard some revival. We're going to see one. Ah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Father. I want to walk on shots out of her. But, Father, we're not trying to be important. But we are. We are your son. But we just know that the devil is a lie. He lied from the beginning. He's a liar right now. He lied. He couldn't lie to the man. He had to trick the woman to get the man to fall victim. And because of this, you kept the percentage. You kept it, Lord. You said, I will sin. Behold, there will come one who's born of a virgin. Hallelujah. And the devil couldn't understand how that was possible, but God did. And Father, because you did it, we said, praise you. We said, we love you. We said, we adore you. We said, we will magnify you. And we want to praise your holy name. Hallelujah. And then, Father, I want to pray for Emmanuel's temple. I want to pray for the school of the Bible. I want to pray for the board members. I want to pray that you will move things accordingly, cause like never before, Father. And we just ask you for the pastors on the radio station we're right there. You will bless them. You will raise them up, Father, that place called there. There you will meet us. There you will show us what we and how we must do it. Not looking to the left or the right, but keeping our eyes on the star post in glory, according to your written word. And then, Father, because your word says, we that dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we shall abide. We shall abide. We abide in a secret place. Our time is not of this world. We know we live in this world, but it's not in the world. We know it. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for my wife. I want to thank you for my son. I want to thank you for my daughter. I want to thank you for my grandson. I want to thank you for my son-in-law. I want to thank you for my daughter-in-law. I want to thank you, Father. I hold them up before you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, that they will come to a point to see there's no God like our God. And Father, I want to thank you for healing Tamia, who had that operation and believed and God brought out. When the enemy came in, when he gave her that operation, Father, on her brain, and when they opened her brains up, they found a bone. They don't know how it was in there, but we say the enemy manifested it in there. He lied, but now she is free. While she couldn't walk, she can now walk. Hallelujah. I praise you for what you're doing for her. I praise you for what you're doing for her. Not only her, but as the woman, as the person that got out of the wheelchair while Pastor Irving was ministering. And not only him, Father, but those of us. And I ask you that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night, that it be the refreshing, that will be a night that like never before. And then, Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you once again. I want to thank you. Your word has declared in the book of Deuteronomy, you said that you, God, given us power to get wealth. You said you give us power to get wealth, that we might bring your covenant to the world. And then Jesus came along and said, the Father knows we have need of. He's going to bless us. And Father, you know we need this. You know we need this. You know, so we name it and claim it. We know we need new cars. We need new buildings to fill them. Hallelujah. We need new clothes.
Hallelujah.
Our young people, they need to know more about Jesus Christ and that about Muhammad Ali. They need to know more about Yeshua HaMashiach. They don't need to ask questions about a black man or white man. They need to know Jesus Christ. For in Jesus there is neither male nor female. Hallelujah. And Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for what you've done. You have made us a partaker of the living God. You made us according to your word. Not because of what we heard, but because we believe. And tonight that we say hallelujah, we praise you. I want to thank you for Prophetess Shanda's coming all the way from North Carolina to Houston, Texas to obey God. And sometimes some people don't understand how God operates. But those who walk by faith, we do understand. See, the world has a standard. The world has a standard, but God has a position. He has a position. And when God put us in that position, it's there until our time is up. And I love what he said to Joshua. Oh, I love you, Father. I love you what you said to Joshua. He said, Joshua, he said, but I have much more work to do. He said, but Lord, he said, no, but I got much more work. See, God, you have much more work on the radio stage for us to do. Much more work. It may not look like it, but much, 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 much more work. We just started out, Father, and we just said, and then, Father, somewhere tonight, in the world, you're bringing peace where there was a flag that's being dropped over three of the southern part of the United States of America. You're raising the conscience other people. And then, Father, I love you. I love you, Father. You said in your word, in your written word, you said that a man or a woman shall always be male and female, husband and wife. And we just believe it, Father. We don't believe a man with a man, a woman with a woman. We don't believe an adulterer, a lie. But we've got to get to him, Father. I ask you to open the door of that heart. Not, we don't want to scold him. We don't want to punish him. We want to bring the truth. And Father, the church we're going to, Greater Love here in Houston, Texas, at 4517 Hirsch Road, Laura Copper Road, 4517 Laura Copper in Houston, Texas. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for giving us a place to get started. I want to thank you for it. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. And I pray for the pastor and his wife. I pray for all that he have on this authority, that they will follow the fullness of the Holy Ghost study, and the Holy Ghost will move like never before. And we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. And then, Father, thank you, Father. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Thank you for where you're bringing us from. Thank you right now, Father. It's in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to bless you tonight, Father. Bless your holy name. Father, take time, bless yourself. Just bless yourself because you're so good. Bless yourself, Father. I know you can do it. For you said that world without end. And for this, we said thank you. And then, Father, not only in America, but I pray you watch over the Supreme Court. I pray you watch over Congress. I pray you watch over the president. And, Father, that governor who has been attacked by the enemy, we just declare and decree. We declare the decree that his body is healed, free of all cancer. Not only him, but we just believe it, Father. His body is free. And all those who can believe, for you said in your word, to those who can believe, all things are possible. And Father, I want to thank you. Hallelujah. It's in Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God is amen. Well, you got about to go right ahead and do what the Lord tells you to do right quick. Amen. Praise the living God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr. Hunter. Our God is a faithful God. Our God is a God that answers the prayers of his children. Matthew 7:7 said, ask and you shall receive. Knock, it shall be opened unto you, and seek and you shall find. I have absolute faith and confidence in this God that answers prayers. My name is Prophet Nathaniel Nwobu. I am the director of AMF Ministry, stands for Almighty God. We have the mandate from heaven to raise for God intercessors, millions of intercessors, citywide, statewide, nationwide, and worldwide. I believe in the power of prayer. Prayer changes everything, and it's only the power of prayer that can change the life of men. It's not ammunition. The Bible tells us clearly that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, to pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I believe that if we raise enough intercessors in America, we can take America. And if we can take America by prayer, we can take the world. Prayer is the greatest force, the mightiest force that God has given to us. And he said that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We have a spiritual weapon with which we deal with the forces of darkness. Our God is a faithful God, a God that answers prayers. We are on a mandate to train and to equip intercessors for the kingdom of God. The church need to wake up. America need to wake up. And yes, every human being, I believe in the power of prayer. Every believer, every saint of the Most High God, the apostles ought to be interceding. The prophets ought to be interceding. The evangelists ought to be interceding. Pastors should be interceding. Teachers, the gatekeepers, the watchmen, they should be interceding. God wants us to intercede. He said, I sought for a man. The book of Ezekiel 22:30. I sought for a man that will break up the hedge and stand in the gap for the land that I will not destroy. But I found none. But I said, we are ready. We are available, O Lord. Use us as intercessors. Use us as prayer warriors. And use us as the saint of the Most High God to pray for America, to pray for the world, and to pray for the people of God. Glory be to God. Our God is a faithful God. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you. Our God is a faithful God. He answers the prayers of the children of God. He said, my ears are open to the cry of the righteous, but his ear is turned away from the cry of the wicked. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you this scripture here, given to me by the Lord. Isaiah 65, verse 24. He said, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Isaiah 65, verse 24. It shall come to pass that before they call, in other words, before you make any attempt to call upon the Lord, to pray, the Lord has made a promise, I will answer you. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. That is a promise from our Heavenly Father that is faithful, that answers the prayers of His children. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to pray. It's time for us to call upon the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a mighty tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved. We have an answer to every human problem, and Jesus gave us the answer. So His people, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and call upon me, seek my face, depart from their wicked ways, glory be to God. The Lord said, I will hear from heaven, will forgive our sins and heal our land. Glory be to God. Our God is a promise keeper. He has a track record. Oh yes, when David called upon him, he said, Lord, should I go against my enemies? The Lord said, yes, I've given them into your hands. And David pursued. Oh yes, pursued against the Philistines. He defeated them. And he called the place Baal-Perazim, Master Breakthrough. I prophesy, I decree, and I proclaim that you intercessors that hear my voice, the Lord God shall give you master breakthrough. You will pursue your enemy. You shall overtake your enemies, and you shall recover all. The Lord is present. Oh yes, His ears are attentive to the cry of His people. He answers the prayers. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew young men, they refused to bow to the God of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar said, you haven't known it yet. I am the king. I am the God, the small g. I will do what I want to do. And he cast the three Hebrew children into the flaming fire. And then God stepped in. He said, didn't I throw in three men? But there are four, like the Son of God. Jesus stepped in. Oh, yes. He's able. He's there. He will answer our cry. He will meet us at the point of need. He's a faithful God. And they were delivered. You bring them out. The people that threw them into the fire were the ones that were consumed by fire. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were delivered. They were delivered. I prophesy to you today. I decree and I proclaim in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will be delivered, that God will step into your situation and give you breakthrough. Watch out. Our God has a track record. There's a man. His name is Daniel. There was a conspiracy against Daniel. And they threw him into the lion's den. They told him, don't pray. You are too much. Why should you be praying? A law was made that no man should worship any other god except the God of King Darius. But Daniel continued to pray, continued to fast, continued to live righteous, continued to live holy unto the Lord, and continued to call upon the name of the Lord. They cast him into the lion's den. Oh, yes. Whatever you are going through, God is on your side. You may be persecuted. You may be hated. You may be rejected. But I tell you, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, God is on our side. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. To God be the glory. They cast Daniel into the lion's den, but lion continued to pray, and God sent his angels and shut the mouth of the lion. I say, and shut the mouth of the lions.
Yes.
And the king came, had a sleepless night, and he called Daniel, 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 has your God that you worship had delivered you? He said, yes, my God sent his angels and shut the mouth of the lions because they found innocency in me. They found righteousness in me. They found truth in me. And God sent his angel and shut the mouth of the lions.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, have you been persecuted? Have you been oppressed? Have you been hated? The Lord God shall send his angels to shut the mouth of the lions, to shut the mouth of your enemy, to silence your enemy. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim and I decree that you shall be free and the Lord shall fight your battle. Oh, my God, a God that answers prayers. There was a man called Paul, his former Saul. On his way to Damascus, he had an encounter with Jesus. And the Lord spoke to him and said, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? He said, who are you? I don't know you. He said, I am Jesus of Nazareth that you persecute. It is hard for you to kick against the prick. That you are going to go to Damascus, there you will be told what to do. There, Saul had an encounter with Ananias. Prayed for him. The scales fell out of his eye. He had to be an evangelist. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. That same Saul, called Paul, he was being persecuted. He had an assistant. His name is Silas. They were cast into jail. The Bible says at midnight. Oh, yes. My brothers and sisters, there's something about midnight. Midnight prayer. Midnight intercession. Jesus will pray all night and call upon the name of the Lord. He gave us an example to live a life of prayer, to live a life of intercession. The Bible says he ever liveth to intercede for us. Right there in heaven, he's still interceding. He said the Holy Ghost intercede for us with groanings that could not be uttered. And if the Holy Ghost is interceding for us with groanings that could not be uttered, if Jesus is interceding for us, even in heaven, who are we not to stand in the gap and pray for America and pray for our loved ones and pray for our congregation? This prayer is not only for the pastor alone. It's for all of us. It's for every man. It's for every woman. We need to stand up and pray and call upon the name of the Lord through righteousness, through holiness, through purification, through sanctification, through total surrender unto the Lord. The Bible said at midnight, hallelujah, there's something about midnight, midnight prayer. And they called upon the Lord. The Bible said even the prisoners had him. They had them calling upon the Lord. They had him worshiping. They had him and Silas praising God. They were not murmuring, oh, Lord, we serve you. Why are we this? Why do I have to go through this? Why this? But they had faith. They had faith. And when they called upon the Lord, the Bible says even the jailers had them worshiping God. And there was an earthquake. My God, I call it the prayer that causes earthquake. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, don't worry about the homosexuals. Don't worry about the lesbians. Don't worry about the transgenders. Don't worry about the sinner. Don't worry about the wicked. Don't worry about witches and wizards and warlocks. Don't worry. Keep your eyes The Bible says Paul and Silas prayed, and God sent an angel to deliver them. There was an earthquake. The jailer said, what shall we do? Oh, the thought that Paul and Silas had escaped. He wanted to kill himself. And Paul said to the jailer, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. He said, what shall I do to be saved? He said, believe in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and your entire household. I want to talk to somebody this month, this evening. Believe in the Lord your God. Don't be afraid of the enemy. You will be delivered. You will be set free. God has answered your prayers. You already have the victory. Oh, yes. The scripture says that they overcame him. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame them. They overcame him, that the devil, by their testimony, the word of our testimony. And we love not their life even unto death. Ladies and gentlemen, victory is ours. Breakthrough is ours in the name of Jesus. It's from victory to victory, from power to power, from anointing to anointing, from breakthrough to breakthrough in the name of Jesus. We are taking over America. We are taking over the world. And God has given us the power to do that.
Amen.
Glory be to God. So you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, even unto the utmost part of the earth. We are taking this nation, whether the devil likes it or not, and it's going to be done through the power of intercession in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for the Muslims worldwide. I'm praying for the men and women all over the world, the unbelievers, that the Lord God shall touch their lives and transform their life. My prayer is that the Lord God shall give the Muslims and the Buddhists and unbelievers a Damascus experience. And the God is already answering that prayer. My
Amen.
God, give our enemies Damascus experience. Transform their life. Lord, touch our leaders in the name of Jesus. Let them, when the righteous is in power, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rules, the people are mourning. My God, protect us from the wicked one. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Purify us, sanctify us, and make us whole. Oh, what shall wash away my sins? What can cleanse me from all unrighteousness? Nothing.
My God.
The blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you, my brother, Dr. Hunter. This is your friend, Prophet Nathaniel. We are going to have a seminar, a conference, July 23, 24, 25, right here in Houston at the Rock Internationals in Humboldt. We are on the web. You can Google us, AMF Ministries, .org, and all the details are there. We are inviting all in the radio land to come and see the power of God manifested. Miracles, signs and wonders. Yes, we have been empowered by the Holy Ghost to take over the land. Prayer changes everything in Jesus' name. Thank you, my brother. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Well, one thing I want to say to Apostle, to Prophet Wubu, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you and the Lord bring you to the point of where we all stand. And as you made mention of the meeting you have in the month of July, just as I've been sending out emails to everybody, tomorrow night we start a revival here in Houston. Here in Houston, we have a revival. And as we all have said tonight, we're looking for God to do a great work in us and through us and by us. And while I was listening, there's a brother that I haven't seen in some time. He called me and left his number, and I called him and talked to him. He says he's going through a worst case of cancer. I said, well, I'm on the radio right now, but if you want us to pray for you, we'll do it. He said, we'll do it later. But we're going to pray for him before we get off the air. His name is, now listen to this, his name is Israel.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
His name is Israel.
Yes.
Nobody but God. He was telling me, I said, well, I got the, and I will say this to you. One thing I will say, what God has is doing. We look at what is happening in America. All of a sudden in South Carolina,
they're going to drop a flag. All of a sudden in Georgia, all of a sudden in Mississippi, they're going to lower a flag. And I was reading something somebody was putting on the line. They said, what we as Christians need to do is we need to unite together. Unite together. Everybody got a decision. Why can't we have one decision? Because that's what they did in the book of Israel. They went to the book of Israel and united as one. And when they became one, the music was one, the sound was one, the voice was one. And God came down with his cloud. And the cloud was the Holy Ghost. And there was so much anointing till it could not stand. It could not stand. Yes. And I want to say this to you. I believe that what the prophet has said is going to happen for him. I believe what the prayers, what we have said for the revival, because revival means to turn us over, reinstitute us, resurface us, bring us to a better place, a better position, prepare us, get us ready, make us ready. It's the kingdom of God. It's the kingdom of God. It's coming back for us. And I want to say this to the believers tonight. We have a right. I don't care what nobody say. We have a right. We have a right to live in this world. We have a right. And the Bible has told us so. God loves us. He loves us. No matter what nobody. If he raised up a million, that's good. Raise up a million of prayer warriors. But I tell everybody, let's get on one accord. We get on one accord, we can see things happen. Some people, God has given us all, according to the book, he gave us a fivefold ministry. Then he gave the different gifts. But it said the same spirit for healing, the same spirit for discernment, the same spirit. The Holy Ghost is the same. He ain't going to change. He's the same. So we can all come together. We can see a move of God. Hallelujah.
Man.
Hallelujah. Somebody asked me a question today. I want to share it with y'all. Somebody asked me, how many times did Jesus speak after he rose from the grave? How many times did he speak to the people? Can anybody tell me an answer to that? How many times did Jesus, did he show himself and speak to the people? The first time was he spoke to Mary Magdalene. Did he not speak to her?
Yep.
Now I'm gonna put this on the end. And the last ones he spoke to were disciples. Go ye therefore into all the world. And he descended out of their presence. Now, what were the other two? Hallelujah. I love the Lord with all my heart. I love it.
It was where the disciples were in the room, and he entered into the room and said, peace be unto you. And then he blessed them, but Thomas was not there. And there was another time he came where they were sitting and came in and said, Thomas, you have been doubting. Put your hand in my nail, where they put the nail in my hand, and it is good that you have faith. Don't just wait until you touch and heal. But he said, blessed are they that have faith, that don't
Amen.
Even see, but you believe. So Thomas was a doubting Thomas. He said, feel my hand. See where they pierced the nail. Oh, yes. And there's another time again in the book of John when he met them at the beach. And he said, Peter, do you love me more than this? Peter said, yes. He said, feed my lamb. He said, Peter, do you love me more than this? He said, feed my sheep. That was in John 21. He met the disciples right there at the beach. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Jesus is real and is alive. He said, feed my flock. Feed my sheep. And Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you. I love you. I love you more than this fish. He said, feed my sheep.
Sheep.
Jesus. Oh, yes.
Woo.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
He's a faithful God.
See, our God is God. Hallelujah. Woo.
Amen.
Praise his holy name. Well, you know what, beloved? I thank God for y'all being on the line with us tonight in prophet. I want to thank you, Apostle. I want to thank you, Pastor. I want to thank you, Prophetess. I want to thank you. And above all, I want to thank our God for allowing us to be together. And if we can become one, we can tear the weapon of darkness down. Because what God said, no weapon that is formed against us, me, you, shall not prosper. And every thought that shall rise up against us, we have the right to put it down. And so until the next time, remember these words. I love you. I love you. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you.
God bless.
Good time. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless all of y'all.
Woo.